Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5, working
9 to 5. Well, good morning, President Jane Bartho. How are you?
Good morning, radio director. Owner Rich Larson. I wasn't ready for that one.
Sorry.
I am good.
Caught you off guard.
How are
you? Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, this morning driving in, I'm like, oh, it's my first of the year and my first new time slot.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah, you're okay with all this? I mean,
yeah.
it is Monday morning, so it's tough for some people, but I think you're handling it pretty well.
It's on my calendar for Fridays to put it really big on Monday morning.
Okay.
So, no, this is good.
Awesome. Before we get to our guests, we have a pair of Nougers in the studio with us today. Before we get to our guests, you've got some chamber business you want to discuss.
I do. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
Every year the chamber has nominations and awards for Business Person of the Year, Business of the Year, and Ambassador of the Year. This year is the first year we combined hospitality awards as well.
Oh, okay.
So on the 23rd, it's going to be, it'll be a good show, a good event. I'm going to go through. We've got so many. I convene the people that have to get to,
mm-hmm.
should nominate one winner. And it would have been so hard for me because... they're just really good nominations.
Yeah.
Good people.
Sure.
Good solid giver backers. And so I'm just going to go through the list.
All right.
No particular order. Business Person of the Year nominations. One caveat is that they are chamber members.
Okay.
So Jim Westland from Connects Nursery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Jim.
Elizabeth Spalding from Solstice Boutique.
Wow.
Jennifer Bailey from Vintage Etc. Amy Peterson owns Monarch and
yep.
Measuring Cup.
We've talked to her a couple of times on this show. She's great.
She,
yeah.
They all are.
Yeah, they all are. Absolutely.
I couldn't vote. I could answer questions if the committee had questions for me. Greg Storley and Christopher Hedges.
Oh, yeah.
From the Storley and Hedges Real Estate Group.
Wonderful.
Edina. Adam Favreau from
Bridge Square
Barber.
My buddy Adam.
My kid still drives down here every month to get his hair cut.
Is that right?
Down from Burnsville. Yep.
If I still had hair, Adam would still be.
He does beards.
He does beards. And frankly, I need a little help with that. So, yeah.
Tracy Renich from Chapel Brewing.
All right. Tracy's wonderful.
Isn't this?
Yes.
So, Malcolm Watt from the Junk Truck, Minnesota. And Noah Hoyer, kind of a tongue twister. Noah Hoyer is one of the employees at Post Consumer Brands.
Oh.
So to be a business person of the year you don't need to own a business to qualify mm-hmm. as being a business person of the year, an outstanding employee or employer. Do you want to guess or should I just throw it out there?
I wish I had like a drum roll or something.
And she knows. Congratulations to Elizabeth Spalding.
Elizabeth Spalding.
Elizabeth Spalding. She's owned Solstice Boutique for 6 years.
Wow.
She made it through the COVID
yeah.
years. And I'm going to read what her nomination reads. She's been in business for 6 years, has a passion for making the world a better place. From constantly directing customers to other shops in Northfield that might have what they're looking for, to curating ethically sourced clothing and companies that are give-back companies, donating to charities that help the environment, the education, women's issues, etc. She's passionate about her mission and loves supporting others who are also trying to make a change in our world.
So. Well, congratulations to Elizabeth. That sounds like a pretty good reason to be Business Person of the Year.
So that was like I said, it would have been hard for me to. They all bubbled to the top in my brain.
Yeah.
Then we also award Business of the Year.
Yes.
And we've got Northfield Ace Hardware was a nominating business. Trek Properties.
Okay.
Vintage Etc. Gong Loco, Fine Fettle, Witt Brothers. Rebound Partners, Mercantile, Petalina Mercantile,
Wow.
Post Consumer Brands and Reunion.
Man. There's a lot there. There's a lot there.
There is. And it's, you know, this, it's just, it the conversation, if I could have recorded it and, you know, put it out there for everybody, the questions are really thoughtful. And what does it take? And there's so many good, deserving, and some companies, some businesses just simply weren't nominated, but of the ones that were.
Yeah.
I'm trying to Petaluma Mercantile.
Hey, bubbled to the congratulations.
Top. Bubbled to the top.
That's great.
A nomination is a nomination. This wasn't the voting piece right here on my paper.
Yeah.
But he had 18 nominations.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
They had 18 nominations. Yeah. I'm not going to read all of this, but I wonder if I have the one that I presented. Probably. Well, they have redeveloped the store to include a feeling of inclusion for all, showcasing regional community artists, along with adding their own merchandise. They've donated to Minnesota Zoo, Prairie's Edge Humane Society, hosted fundraisers for the St. Olaf College EMTs, sponsored Northfield Youth Baseball, helped fellow businesses by donating retail equipment. They are the type of business that Northfield should be proud of, as it promotes a sense of inclusion and community. And then there's about 18 other paragraphs that I will not read, but they will come out on the 23rd.
That's fantastic. So
they were surprised and pleased and just they, well-deserved.
This is their first year in business, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, because they took over from,
Petaluma.
Yeah, Petaluma. Yeah.
Yep, they kept the name,
yeah,
but they changed it to, you know, to better identify their products
and
their hopes for the and their dreams for that business.
All right.
So the only other thing I want to say is Aaron Nimby is our Ambassador of the Year.
Oh.
Aaron is works over at Franson Bank and has been an ambassador for a little over a year. I think it's between 1 and 2 years. Feels like he's always been an ambassador. But I think he was doing some business with Tractor Supply, the new place over in Dundas, and called up Kyle and he goes, they should be chamber members. So he arranged a meeting with Tractor Supply and Kyle, and they joined the chamber.
Wham, bam.
Yeah. Aaron, I love that kind of thinking from an ambassador, because they believe in the chamber and the benefits and want others to reap those benefits as well.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm good. I just wanted a few minutes to announce those guys, so congratulations to all of them and for the nominations as well.
Congratulations to everybody.
Yes.
All right. Which brings us then to the friends that you brought with you today.
I did. I brought the Nuggers. Yeah. The new Nugger and the, excuse me, Dave, the old Nugger.
The old Nugger is right.
I really didn't plan that, but it just fit. So just kind of fit. So Adam is new to me too. I was talking with Dave a little bit ago and he was mentioning the new transition and the new employee. And I'm just very happy to meet you and excited to learn more about you under Rich's guidance here.
Well, here. Congrats. Yeah. First of all, Dave, it's always good to see you, my friend. I mean, we joke about this all the time, but Dave and I are, Jane, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Dave and I are homeboys. we grew up in the same neighborhood do we tell people where we grew up, Dave?
It's okay with me.
Okay. We in the same neighborhood in Edina, but about 10 years apart. So we never crossed paths, but until we came to the, you know, the special place that is Northfield.
Right.
Right, exactly. But
small world.
It's pretty funny, yeah. Adam, I just had the pleasure to meet you today. So, guys, tell me a little bit about, Adam, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are now with Nuggers Communications.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So I live up in Burnsville with my wife, and I actually come from a background in IT consulting, worked for a company that implemented Microsoft solutions for large enterprises. So a little bit of a shift here in terms of industry and coming to work with Nuggers and the marketing communications space, but really excited about it, really excited about working with the team, working with family. So eager to get into it a little bit.
Dave, I worked for my dad for right out of college for like 10 years. And now having bought a business, there's a very strong temptation to just tell my kids, hey, I've got a job for you. Come work here. Did you have designs to get Adam to come to work at Neuger all along, or is this just something that just kind of happened?
I did not, number one. Okay. But I also worked for my dad.
Yep.
And it was a great model for me in terms of building a business. I think the world of what he built when he was living. And the model that he followed was he never tried to push anybody toward his business. Mm-hmm. But once he had a son, or it could have been a daughter, but it was a son in this case, who was interested, he was very encouraging. And the same would be true here. I had checked, we have three children and three children-in-laws. Children-in-law. Yes. I did check with them several times about would they want to, because I was getting to the point where I needed to make a succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was they were comfortable with where they were, which is great. That was fine. Right. So I had actually started a process where we would find a way to sell the business. And about five months ago or so, Adam approached me and said, you know, I've been thinking about this and I've changed my mind. I think I am interested.
Fantastic.
So we spent time figuring out, could we make it work? Was it a good move for him? Was it a good move for the company and the employees? And everything lined up really well. So as of January 1st is when he officially joined us. And so far in 13 days, well, 12, because we had the first day off.
Right.
It's gone extremely well. We're really excited about the future and where it's going and what Adam will bring to the table.
So, Adam, congratulations. You are the crown prince and the heir apparent.
Thank you.
Is that right?
That's right. That's how I think about it.
That is fantastic. What is your role with the company?
Yeah, so I am, my title's president. I'm focused on growth and operations. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a lot of sales activity right now, a lot of networking, a lot of talking with folks, but then also starting to get into more of our delivery side of things. And mm-hmm. I've got a lot to learn on that side in terms of the specifics of the marketing communication space.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of similarities from my old role in that we're still consultants at the end of the day. We're still partnering with, in general, businesses and organizations to meet their goals. And so just trying to find the skills that are transferable and then find out where I have gaps and where I need to learn things.
Right. I assume that, you've been around this business most of your life.
Yep.
You've only been there for a couple of weeks, but from the outside looking in, how did you perceive this business? And from the inside looking out, how has your perspective changed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. So I've definitely grown up in and around the business. I mean, we spend a lot of time down at the office in off hours.
Yeah.
I've always been interested in my dad's work. Anytime we get together, I ask him if he has any new clients, what he's working on, new hires. So I've always been eager to learn about it. But I've also been pretty adamant that I wouldn't get engaged in this type of way. So that certainly changed. But now that we're here and now that I've been involved to this point,
mm-hmm.
I think it has been very helpful in getting up to speed quicker to have the background that I did.
Yeah.
If I think about stepping into this role with any other company, any other business, it'd be a much longer ramp.
Yeah.
And so I think that outside perspective has helped. In terms of things that are different than expected, I think maybe just a little too early to tell. But I'm sure there are some things where I've got some blind spots and still need to figure it out.
Right. What I'm going to ask you, because I was like you, man. I was adamant that I would never go to work for my old man, ever. What changed for you?
Yeah, there were a few factors. So the easiest was I had gotten into a role where I was in a pretty good spot in my career with my former employer. Could coast, frankly, for lack of a better word, if I wanted to.
Hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah. No. and was still doing great work with them, but it was just a little stagnant, and knew I needed a change. Mm-hmm. And then the idea of a smaller company and working in a way that you could immediately make a bigger impact and a bigger, really an impact to the culture, mm-hmm. opposed to just the work you're doing, mm-hmm. Was very appealing. And then on top of that, I kind of got to a point where I realized, again, we're both consultants at the end of the day. If I'm consulting on IT solutions or marketing communication solutions, it's kind of just the technical side of it. And so there's a skill set to be learned. But at the end of the day, the businesses are pretty similar. And that just kind of flipped a switch a few, several months ago now. But
yeah.
Realized it was something I was interested in.
Dave, I did not work from, I went straight to work for my dad right out of college. And a lot of, pretty much anyone you talk to in situations like this will always say, you know, you want the kid to go work somewhere else for a while first. How do you think that has benefited Adam and moving into this role?
I think in a couple ways. I by the way, did the same thing. I actually started right out of college, but left mainly because I knew my own psyche wouldn't allow me to work for my dad my whole life. So I left for about 5 years and then came back and joined him again a second time, which worked out great. I think having that outside experience is just tremendous. It's just an amazing part. So from this perspective with Adam as an example, him having his 7 or 8 years with Avanade, mm-hmm. which is the company he's coming from, he's bringing new insights, new ideas to the table, because we're a lot of homegrown talent where we are in our firm, and they're wonderful, they're awesome, and one of the things that I think was part of the draw for Adam was those people. That so much more than his dad. I'm chagrined to say. In fact, I've said we'll see how we survive. No, but his respect for especially the senior management team at Neuger currently, mm-hmm. is high, and they'll be a great team, and we're really excited about it. But they're pretty much homegrown.
Yeah,
and so having that perspective coming from the outside helps. In that sense, it also helps, I think, him have confidence that he didn't just go work for his dad. And and it wasn't a slam dunk. We didn't immediately say, oh, Adam said he's interested, let's bring him on board. We talked about how would it work? How could it work? What are the different opportunities and avenues that we need to look at? When he came, he didn't say, I want to come in as president.
Right.
That came through discussion, conversations with our management team, with Adam. Quite frankly, his wife is I don't know if she's formally a townie, but she grew up in Northfield.
Okay.
So they've got this strong tie to Northfield as well. So having a presence in both Northfield and the North Loop of Minneapolis is a huge plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's right, because you guys do have an office up in Minneapolis as well. Yes. I'd forgotten about that. So, you know, there is this question. You kind of brought it up going, you know, you just sort of, it's not just going to work for your dad, right? I mean, and you don't want to bring in someone just because of nepotism, right? Adam, you clearly believe that Adam is the right guy for the job. Is that right?
Absolutely. And that's an easy call, especially after our discussions, because we did have opportunities to sell other places. I think on three levels, it just makes total sense. One is, as he mentioned, he knows the business, not because he's lived the business internally, mm-hmm. but he has from the outside. And he's mm-hmm. always been we've got three kids. He's the youngest of the three. And he's always been the one that has asked, got any new clients? What are you doing there? What are you working here? And so he's always had this kind of intellectual curiosity about the business, which helps him today, actually. And that was without the intent of coming. That's his makeup. So that's number one. Number two is, I think for the employees, this is the smoothest transition possible, is to have him come. We've had the opportunity, not that he's identical to me, because he's certainly not a clone of me. And you'll see when we butt heads that we're not clones. But he shares the values, and yeah. he shares where we're going in terms of a commitment to responsiveness and to delighting clients. That's all a part of his makeup. So that's the most seamless part for that piece. And the third is, as I transition out, which will be over the next 2 to 3 years, there's a sense that this is going to live on, not only be good for the employees and for the clients, but also for the community of Northfield. I think mm-hmm. There's a strong commitment here, whereas if we had sold to another firm or merged with another firm or whatever shape it would have taken, there's a decent chance that over time it would have evolved away from Northfield. But with Adam's background and his commitment to both local community and to the broader community, it just makes for a really nice match.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Adam, I shouldn't ask you this question while your dad's in the room, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I could step out.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Your dad, as you well know, commands a lot of respect in this town. And Neuger Communications, obviously, is a very well thought of business in Northfield. What have you learned from your dad? What did you learn from your, like, what are the key things you learned from your dad growing up? And what do you think you can take with you into the role? Dave's trying to bribe me right now.
I'm surprised he's not passing the money this way. Because I can say I didn't learn anything.
That's true. Yeah. So. I'm teeing you up here, brother.
That's right.
So you might need a few more bills.
No, I think there's a lot of aspects or a lot of different things I've learned from him in terms of running the business, living our brand, and I could talk more about each of those, but I think what he just spoke to, kind of the commitment to our community and the values we have, is what I've learned most. I think he's always gonna push the boundaries in terms of what I'm comfortable with, in terms of our commitment to our nonprofit partners and mm-hmm. our charitable donation goals. So that's an aspect of him that he's passed on. Yeah. Maybe not quite as strong, because he is still pushing my comfort with it, but it's something I admire and certainly something I try to emulate.
Okay, so the flip side of that question is, you will be expected to grow the company, mm-hmm. or the company will be expected to grow under your watch. Where would you like to see it go? How would you like to reach different areas or to do different things?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think we are very committed to our brand and who we are. So living our values of integrity, excellence, and success, providing responsive service to our clients and customers, right? And that is responsiveness in terms of timely action, but also working with them to meet their goals and their objectives. We're going to continue to provide service in our core areas. So PR, branding, mm-hmm. Web, and advertisement are kind of our four segments that we work within. And what we view as our differentiator is kind of our integrated approach across those, working with you to tailor a solution to your business. And so all of that is our brand. I think our intent is to stay true to that and continue down that path, just on a larger scale. So finding new opportunities, new clients to work with, bigger projects, but staying true to that brand.
Excellent. Well, Dave, so what's the plan here? I mean, you're 2-3 years and then you're off to Florida or somewhere? What's going on?
Well, probably not off to Florida, because right. we love this area. That's so good. I think we're longtime residents of Northfield. I mean, that's our goal for the future. We have 4 wonderful grandchildren, quite frankly, mm-hmm. and even if I wanted to go, their grandma would not, and I don't want to, so that's okay. But the my future is really up to the leadership that's coming in. So Adam and the other leadership team, I've said I love what I do, I love my job, I will stay as long as they want me, mm-hmm. and the day they want me to go is okay, and I'll be okay with that, because I have said, while I have loved my job and love my sense of being an economic driver in the community as an example, I don't find my home being in that. So if I'm not doing that, I'm sure I will still volunteer for things. I will still be engaged in the community, and I will be a grandpa.
Well, after you hang it up, if you want a part-time marketing gig, we should talk, because I could find a space for you here.
Sounds
for sure.
Great.
Well, congratulations to you both. Adam, good luck to you. That I mean, you know, this is not an easy thing you're taking on here, and you've got the people who have never done this before, moved into this kind of role, don't understand what kind of a challenge this can be, especially when your dad is a beloved guy around here. But you clearly have the makeup to do this. So good luck to you, sir.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. Jane, what else should we be talking about with the chamber right now?
Well, I learned a lot here today, and Dave, I don't think you surprised me with anything that you said, but you always say it so well. So well. So.
Does indeed.
Thank you guys for joining me today, and Rich for those thoughtful questions. As far as the chamber, we're working on our annual meeting on January 23rd, and we've opened up registrations for the community market fair already.
Oh, really?
So fantastic. March 29th. So we'll be just filling those booths at the Dome again. When Dave was saying he loves his job, and yeah, I do too. I don't know. You know, I'm constantly filing things away for the successor and that next person in line. And just because I did it my way doesn't mean they've got to do it my way. But,
right.
You know, we got to always plan ahead. But we are, our big things, I guess I could announce a few initiatives for 2025. We've got a new HR network going on. We had one meeting already, and we're designing what that should be for the future, what the needs are for those small businesses who don't have their own HR expert. So we're creating a sounding board, sort of a support group of sorts.
You have my full attention at the moment.
Yeah. So we're Deeds coming in to speak. We've got local, you know, the HR at Post is willing to speak and answer questions. The guy up at Carlton's got, you know, he's got union, so their HR is different if anybody has union specific kinds of questions with their staff. We've got a guy from St. Olaf willing to speak on inclusivity and how DEI, the questions you can and can't ask, and just what to look for when it comes just to all sorts of diversity and I just how it fits with individual environments. Excellent. Eduardo Passos.
Okay.
I think that's how I say his last name. Sorry if I missed that. So that HR network is new, and we're probably quarterly. No, 3 times a year. Triannually, right. Is that what that is? So
sure.
We've got that going on. We're bringing back chamber forums, which is something that I have learned that like four predecessors ago would do chamber forums. Our first is going to be at the end of February with Erica Zweifel, and just an opportunity for businesses to talk with her about their experiences.
Fantastic.
The good, the bad, and the ..
Yeah.
For her to hear it firsthand. So we'll have a few forums. So the forums, the HR, and a women's group.
Oh, good.
I've got somebody out of France and Bank that would love. She asked if there was any just women in business networking groups. And I don't know of any, and I asked her if she wanted to help take the lead, and she said, sure. So I like that. So just three new initiatives for 2025. We'll be, you know, rolling those out and just trying to get the word out. Another side note, if I've got time, working with Dave on the interstate signs. That's kind of been a interesting sleuthing kind of opportunity. If you even know... there's a sign on the interstate heading on the southbound and northbound lane introducing you to welcome to Northfield,
yes.
7 miles
yes.
east off of 35. And they've been there for 15 years, we think. They're going to get facelifts.
Good.
So I have been working with him, and I'm not sure what Jordan's title is, artist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jordan's fantastic.
Yeah.
Jordan is fantastic. And been with us about 5 or 6 years, yeah. and he's just does a great job.
You would be so happy with that new, brighter kind of yeah. pops kind of sign.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Yeah, but
may I add one
yes,
thing?
Yeah.
Because one of the things we're working on is trying to, and Jane's been on board with this, is trying to get a public-private partnership to get all the signage for the city in line. So the signs out on the highway, the mm-hmm. gateway signs, even the park signs, and trying to get, try and set up a model that's a little different than what's out there, where the private entities mm-hmm. in town will support that initiative as well as public support. So
that's
we're
nice.
Trying to pull that together over the next 6 months probably. So that's an exciting thing. And Jane's been great to work with. And I will say the chamber the chamber on the whole has yep. been a real godsend. And so have you, Rich. I mean, what you and Jeff did before you, it's a really important part of this community. And I can't say enough good things about both of you, actually. So thanks for having me.
Let me get my wallet.
Yeah, I was going to say, now I have to pass that $20 bill you tried to hand me back to you. All right. Well, thank you.